This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia's King Salman told U.S. President Donald Trump in a phone call that the kingdom was eager to achieve a fair and permanent solution to the Palestinian issue, which he said was the main starting point of the kingdom's proposed Arab Peace Initiative. The Arab Peace Initiative was drawn up in Saudi Arabia, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for statehood deals with the Palestinian and full Israeli withdrawal from territory captured in 1967. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is talking tough ahead of a crucial round of post-Brexit trade deals and talks with the European Union. He says Britain is prepared to walk away and insist a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. With talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to rethink their current positions. The EU, in turn, accuses Britain of failing to take the negotiations seriously. EU and UK negotiators are meeting in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the bloc on January 31st. The third typhoon in as many weeks has brought more rain and wind to South Korea after damaged buildings caused blackouts in nearly 500,000 homes and injured 20 people on southern Japanese islands. Traffic was paralyzed in southern Japan after the typhoon passed. Bullet trains were suspended and most domestic flights in and out of southwestern Japanese airports were canceled Monday. Haishin moved onshore in the southern South Korean city of Ulsan by mid-morning, and forecasters warned of very heavy rain and strong winds from the typhoon, packing maximum wind